I'd like now to welcome Matt Hannafin. He is with Science Toy Magic, and he is, among many other things, a boomerang man, and you are going to be teaching free boomerang lessons. Welcome.
Good morning.
Now, a boomerang is a thing that you throw and it comes back to you. It's physically an amazing thing. It's metaphorically also an amazing thing. But how do you suppose the first Aboriginal Australian ever thought of making? I mean, how in the world did somebody even invent a boomerang?
Well, probably at least 11,000 years ago, probably the Aboriginal people eastern part of Australia created the first boomerangs, and then we have ones that are carbon dated back that far. But the boomerangs were originally several different kinds of devices that were used for hunting and other kinds of skills. The returning boomerangs were mostly just for amusement, and the free boomerang lessons will be for amusement.
Right, not for hunting. Well, I suppose if you spend a lot of your time hunting, you would make a whole lot of tools, and if one of them came back to you, that would be how it got invented, just through trial and error.
Mary Charlotte, that's exactly what I think, that through trial and error they were horsing around with things that flew straight and were used for hunting game called hunting boomerangs, and the returning boomerangs that we'll be throwing at the free boomerang lessons this Sunday are just for fun, just for sport.
You have also invented your own boomerang and patented it?
Yes. One of my toy inventions, is a boomerang for blind people that I patented back in the 80s. And this is the first of all of my patented inventions.
When you say boomerang for blind people?
It's a soft, spongy boomerang with a buzzer in it called the Radar Rang. We no longer have those available for folks, but out at the free boomerang lessons, we have soft, spongy boomerangs that even kids down to the age of 4 can throw.
I actually have one of them. It looks like a little three-leaf clover, and you toss it like a frisbee, and it comes back to you if it doesn't hit the wall of your house first.
Yes, we do have lots of indoor boomerangs also, and those are similar to the outdoor foam boomerangs. The indoor boomerangs circle around in about a 4 or 5 foot circle, and a 3-year-old or over can throw the indoor boomerangs.
Or over, in my case. Matt Hannafin, you are teaching boomerang lessons. Is this the typical sort of L-shaped Australian one that we're familiar with?
I will have many different kinds of returning boomerangs and the types of boomerangs, the elbow-shaped boomerang that you mentioned, as well as about 20 other styles of returning boomerangs, as well as boomerangs have lights in them. So if we needed to, we could throw boomerangs at night if it suddenly went dark on us.
At 8 in the morning.
At 8 in the morning.
In which case, if it went dark at that time, you'd have far worse problems than whether or not your boomerang came back.
Do you think so?
We're talking to Matt Hannafin. You're also a national boomerang competitor.
Yes, I've competed in 4 U.S. national boomerang tournaments, and I try to bring the practice that I've had in order to help students learn how to throw returning boomerangs. By the way, this is just for fun, and we provide all of the boomerangs. So you just show up on Sunday at 8 o'clock at the intersection of Artist Road and Washington, and I'll try to use, if I remembered anything from the national competitions where we would compete in skills like accuracy, making difficult catches, having a boomerang that takes a really long time to come down, and having fast catch boomerangs that come around really, really, really fast.
So you'll be demonstrating all of this as well?
Well, usually the customers
participants.
Participants. The students are usually too busy playing with the boomerangs, and I'm usually not demonstrating a lot myself. But sometimes people want some demonstrations of some fancier boomerangs, and sometimes I do that too.
Matt Hannafin, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.